high mountains rise like ancient guardians, their peaks lost in shifting veils of mist. Valleys open into endless rice terraces, carved by hands that have shaped the land for centuries. Here, among emerald forests and winding rivers, live the tribes of Vietnam, keepers of traditions as old as the hills themselves. Their stories are written in woven cloth, in carved wood, in the rhythm of drums echoing through mountain air. This is a journey into their world, where landscape and spirit are bound together, and every horizon reveals both beauty and survival. High in the mist-wrapped mountains of Southeast Asia, where ridges roll like waves frozen in stone, live the Hmong, a people known for their brilliant threads of color and the enduring shimmer of silver that crowns their heritage. Their story begins in the highlands, where survival demanded both resilience and artistry. Terraces carved into steep slopes became their fields, and from these heights, they shaped a way of life that fused the land's rugged silence with bursts of human celebration. Every woven pattern and hammered ornament carries memory, each symbol a map of journeys taken and ancestors remembered. For centuries, the Hmong moved through the folds of mountains, resisting conquest and preserving their identity in the hidden valleys of Vietnam, Laos, and beyond. Their embroidered robes, alive with vivid reds, blues, and greens, became more than clothing. They were a living history book, telling of migration, faith, and kinship. Silver jewelry, heavy and gleaming, adorned necks and arms as both protection and pride, shining like captured pieces of moonlight against the dark canopy of the hills. These treasures carried weight not only in beauty, but in meaning, echoing strength against the hardships of mountain life. The conflict of the Hmong story is found in their constant movement, driven by the search for safe ground and fertile soil. Time and empire pressed upon them, yet they held fast to ritual, to festival, to song. When winter loosened its grip and spring touched the valleys, their gatherings erupted in a flood of music, dance, and color. Bamboo flutes pierced the air, drums rolled like thunder, and the whirl of embroidered skirts painted the earth in living motion. These moments were defiance against isolation, joy woven into the fabric of survival. The climax of the Hmong tale lies not in a single event, but in their endurance. Against mist, against empire, against the shifting borders of history, they remain a people of vibrancy. Their festivals blaze like fire across the mountainsides, their silver ornaments still glint under the sun, their embroidery still tells stories that no written book could contain. In the highlands of Vietnam, the Hmong continue to embody a rare truth, that beauty can be both armor and memory, and that even in the most remote mountains, culture can shine brighter than the clouds that surround it. Along the steep mountain paths of northern Vietnam, where mist clings to forests like a drifting veil, dwell the Dao, also called the Yao, a people whose presence is marked by bright flashes of red headscarves and intricately embroidered jackets. Their story begins in the high ridges, where clouds descend low and the earth yields only to persistence. Here, the Dao carved out villages on slopes where the land is stingy and the weather relentless. Yet from hardship, they shaped a culture of striking beauty, where fabric became a canvas and thread a memory passed from one generation to the next. Centuries ago, the Dao journeyed from the heartlands of southern China into the mountains of Vietnam. Migration etched resilience into their spirit, and every village that took root became another chapter in their ongoing movement. With each settlement, they left not only homes, but also traditions, vivid textiles, complex rituals, and songs that echoed through valleys. The red headscarves, tied with care, stood as a visible banner of identity. The embroidered jackets, alive with geometric symbols, carried the whispers of ancestry, tracing stories of origin and belief in every stitch. The conflict of their existence has always been the mountain itself. Fields cut into steep slopes offered little harvest, and isolation from the valleys below brought both safety and struggle. Yet the Dao endured, holding ceremonies to honor spirits of forest and water, weaving patterns that embodied protection, fortune, and harmony. Each motif became both shield and story, transforming simple garments into sacred attire. Their attire was not merely clothing, but a declaration that even against difficulty, identity could shine. The climax of the Dao tale is revealed in their festivals, when villages burst into rhythm and color. Flames rise against night skies, gongs echo across ridges, and dancers whirl with scarves of red, glowing like fire in the darkness. These celebrations, rooted in ancient belief, bring the community together in a tide of energy, binding the living with their ancestors. In these moments, the Dao declare survival not just as endurance, but as joy, as beauty, as connection. Today, high in the folds of Vietnam's mountains, the Dao remain keepers of this heritage. Their red scarves still blaze against the green of the forest. Their embroidered jackets still whisper the tales of migration and resilience. They stand as proof that even in the most remote places, culture becomes a beacon, carrying history forward through color, craft, and ceremony. Where emerald mountains descend into fertile valleys, the Tay have built their world among rivers and rice terraces, shaping a harmony between home and land. Their villages rise on wooden stilts, houses elevated above the earth as if to balance between sky and soil. This design, simple yet enduring, carries both function and poetry. Protection from floods, coolness in summer air, and a vantage from which families could look across the green sweep of their fields. The Tay story begins here, in the quiet rhythm of farming life, where terraces carved into slopes mirror the patience of centuries. Long ago, the Tay settled in the northern valleys of Vietnam, drawn to fertile ground where water flowed freely. They became masters of wet rice cultivation, coaxing life from soil through ingenuity and discipline. The terraces, sculpted in sweeping curves, are not just fields, but vast works of art, their beauty shifting with every season. Mirror-like waters in spring, a surge of green in summer, golden ripples of harvest in autumn. The land and its cycles became the foundation of Tay culture, binding their identity to rice as both sustenance and symbol of continuity. Yet survival in these valleys was never without challenge. Floods could rise swiftly, storms sweep through, and harvests falter. It was in these moments of conflict that the stilt house stood as resilience itself. Elevated above danger, built with precision from timber and bamboo, these homes sheltered families and livestock alike. Within their wooden frames, traditions grew. Songs passed from voice to voice, instruments echoing with stories of love and longing, rituals binding the people to the spirits of land and water. The Tay lived close to nature's edge, but their architecture and farming skill turned challenge into stability. The climax of their story is found in community. When the Tay gather for festivals that light the valleys with song and dance, from the doors of stilt houses spill the sounds of the Jantien, a three-stringed lute whose melodies seem to float with the mist above the fields. Dancers move in circles, steps in unison, echoing the rhythm of seasons and the flow of rivers. These celebrations transform simple valleys into stages of color and sound, affirming a heritage rooted in harmony. In the northern landscapes of Vietnam, the Tay endure as keepers of balance between earth and sky, between hardship and beauty. Their stilt houses remain watchful above the soil. Their rice terraces still ripple like waves across the mountainsides. Here, culture lives not in monuments of stone, but in wood, in water, and in fields that carry the memory of countless harvests. In the lush valleys of northern Vietnam, where rivers carve winding paths and mountains rise like guardians, live the Thai, a people whose identity is woven into distinctive clothing and villages of bamboo raised high on stilts. Their story begins in fertile lowlands, where water nourishes the soil and fields stretch outward in delicate balance with the forest. From this abundance grew a culture of elegance and resilience, expressed not only in the architecture of their homes, but in the graceful lines of their garments, each detail a reflection of heritage and pride. Centuries ago, the Thai migrated into these valleys, carrying with them traditions that found a natural home in the rhythms of the land. They became skilled rice farmers, shaping fields that mirrored the flowing rivers around them. To face floods and shifting weather, they lifted their dwellings above the ground, crafting stilt houses from bamboo and timber. These homes, airy and elevated, became more than shelter. They stood as symbols of community, with open spaces for gathering, rituals, and the songs that echoed late into the night. From their balconies, families could gaze across fields shimmering with the promise of harvest. Yet life in these valleys was not without conflict. The threat of storms and the hardship of survival pressed constantly against the Thai. In their garments, carefully woven and richly decorated, they carried both identity and protection. Dark indigo cloth, contrasted with bright belts, scarves, and embroidered patterns, became a language of its own, revealing age, region, and role within the community. These clothes, worn daily, yet crafted with ceremony, transformed necessity into art, turning the act of dressing into a declaration of belonging. The climax of the Thai story bursts forth during festivals, when villages rise into a tide of music, dance, and light. The Xoi dance, with its joined hands and circling steps, becomes a living symbol of unity, echoing the river's flow and the turning seasons. Bamboo flutes and drums weave sound into the night air, while fires flicker beneath the stilts of the houses, illuminating faces painted with joy. These moments transform the valleys into places where time seems to stand still, where the present folds into centuries of tradition. Across northern Vietnam, the Thai continue to embody the harmony of land, architecture, and culture. Their bamboo stilt villages rise like wooden islands above the soil. Their distinctive clothing still speaks in threads of memory, and their festivals shine with the spirit of continuity. Here, among fields and rivers, the Thai remain keepers of a legacy both resilient and beautiful. In the high valleys of northern Vietnam, where mountains roll in layered shades of green and rivers glimmer like silver threads, live the Nung, a people distinguished by deep indigo-dyed costumes and a life bound to the rhythm of farming. Their story begins in fertile uplands, where the soil is generous yet demanding, and where every harvest has been earned through patience and strength. Among these fields and hillsides, the Noong built their villages, shaping both land and tradition into a tapestry of resilience and quiet beauty. Centuries ago, the Noong migrated south from the borderlands of China, carrying with them a heritage of cultivation and craft. They settled where streams could feed their rice paddies, where terraces could be cut into slopes, and where families could anchor their lives to the cycles of the earth. Farming became their lifeline and their art, with rice as the foundation of survival and community. Over time, their villages grew into clusters of wooden houses, their fields expanding outward like ripples across the valleys. The landscape itself became their story, each terrace a line in a poem written upon the earth. Yet the beauty of their valleys never erased the struggle. Floods could wash away crops, storms could tear through fragile homes, and the mountain soil, rich but stubborn, demanded unending labor. It was in this conflict that the Noong revealed their endurance, transforming toil into tradition. Their clothing, dyed in the deepest indigo, reflected both identity and perseverance. Against the backdrop of green forests and golden fields, these garments stood out like the night sky draped across the land. Patterns stitched into collars and hems carried meaning, echoing ancestry and connection, turning simple cloth into vessels of memory. The climax of the Noong story emerges in the gatherings that bring life to their valleys. Festivals erupt with music, dance, and ritual, celebrating both the land that sustains them and the ancestors who guide them. Laughter carries across the fields, drums echo against the mountains, and the glow of lanterns flickers in the night. These moments transform the hardships of farming into shared triumph, binding the community together in a harmony as steady as the cycles of planting and harvest. Today, the Noong remain woven into the fabric of Vietnam's highlands. Their indigo-dyed costumes still shimmer with depth and dignity, their terraces still ripple like stairways climbing toward the sky, and their farming traditions continue to sustain both body and spirit. In their villages, the story of endurance endures, written in the earth, in fabric, and in the unbroken rhythm of life tied to the land. In the valleys, where rivers weave like silver threads through the northern mountains of Vietnam, the GA have shaped a life defined by craft, by patience, and by the enduring artistry of hand and spirit. Their villages rest close to water, where bamboo grows tall and strong, and where weaving looms echo with the steady rhythm of tradition. Here, the GI story begins, not in grand monuments, but in the hum of threads drawn tight, in the smooth curve of bamboo bent into form, and in the harmony between people and the land that provides both challenge and abundance. Centuries ago, the GA journeyed southward from the highlands of China, settling into valleys where fertile soil and flowing rivers offered the promise of stability. They became skilled farmers, planting rice along flat fields and guiding water with care, but their identity stretched beyond survival. Out of necessity grew artistry, bamboo split and shaped into tools, baskets and shelter. Cotton and hemp spun into fabric, dyed and woven into garments that carried beauty into everyday life. Every piece of work became a link to heritage, a quiet declaration that the GA could turn the simplest materials into lasting culture. Yet life in these valleys was never free of conflict. Floods rose swiftly from the rivers, storms shook bamboo groves, and the soil demanded constant labor. The GA met these struggles with craft itself. Their weaving was more than decoration. It was resilience, thread by thread, reinforcing identity even as the world pressed against them. Bamboo, too, became both shield and lifeline, flexible unyielding, shaped into bridges, baskets, and walls that held their communities together. What could be broken by force was remade with skill, and through this, the Jay endured. The climax of their story reveals itself in gatherings and celebrations, when the quiet rhythm of craft bursts into vibrant expression. Festivals bring color to the valleys, as woven garments brighten the fields and music carries through the night air. Dancers move with the same balance seen in their weaving, steps interlacing like threads across a loom. Bamboo instruments add their voices, their tones sharp and resonant, binding the people in shared memory. These moments are not just of joy, but of triumph, proof that culture can turn hardship into beauty. In the valleys of northern Vietnam, the Giai remain masters of this artful balance. Their weaving continues to tell stories in fabric. Their bamboo crafts still shape daily life with elegance and strength. More than mere survival, their legacy is one of transformation, taking what the land provides and turning it into vessels of memory, carrying forward the spirit of a people bound to both river and mountain, to both craft and endurance. Across the central highlands of Vietnam, where forests roll like endless waves and red earth glows beneath the sun, live the Ide, a people whose story is carried in the resonance of gongs and the length of wooden longhouses that stretch across their villages. Their tale begins in these high plateaus, where the land is vast and fertile, yet bound with challenges. From timber and bamboo, the Ide-shaped dwellings that did more than shelter. Longhouses became vessels of community, where generations lived beneath one roof, and where tradition was held together by both wood and memory. The origins of the Ide trace back through centuries of migration and settlement, their roots entwined with the rhythms of the highlands. Rice and maize grew in cleared fields, while coffee and other crops took hold in later eras, but agriculture was only part of their bond with the land. Spirit and ceremony intertwined with daily life, creating a culture where music rose as both offering and expression. Central to this was the gong, whose voice could call to ancestors, speak to the spirits of forest and water, and weave harmony between the living and the unseen. Yet the highlands were never without conflict. The forest, while generous, could be unforgiving. Seasons of scarcity tested resilience, and the remoteness of their settlements meant survival demanded unity. It was within this struggle that the longhouse stood as both fortress and heart. Stretching along the earth like a wooden serpent, it gathered families into one body, each section a chapter of continuity. At its hearth, stories were told, and around its beams, rituals unfolded. Here, music rose not for entertainment, but as lifeblood, carrying the weight of belief across the night. The climax of the Ide story resounds in the great gong rituals, when the night becomes alive with sound. Circles of dancers move in rhythm, their steps steady as heartbeat, while bronze gongs strike waves of resonance that echo deep into the forest. Flames flicker against carved pillars, and the air trembles with energy that bridges past and present. These gatherings transform the village into a sacred stage, uniting earth, sky, and spirit through music. The gong becomes more than an instrument. It becomes a voice of the people, declaring endurance, joy, and connection. Today, the Ide remain bound to their highland home. Their longhouses still stand as guardians of family and tradition, and their gong rituals still vibrate with the pulse of centuries. Among the rolling forests and red earth, the Ide embody a legacy where architecture and music are inseparable from identity, and where culture endures not in silence, but in sound that refuses to fade. In the heart of Vietnam's central highlands, where mountains rise in blue horizons and forests breathe with ancient silence, live the Bach Na, a people whose identity soars upward in the towering form of their communal houses. These structures, with steep thatched roofs climbing toward the sky, are more than architecture. They are symbols of unity, strength, and spirit, standing at the center of every village like guardians of tradition. The Bach Na story begins beneath these sweeping rooftops, where the rhythm of community life has long been measured not by walls of stone, but by the breath of wood, bamboo. The Bach Na trace their heritage deep into the highland soil, cultivating rice, tending fields, and hunting in forests that provided both hardship and sustenance. In this rugged land, the communal house, or rong, rose as the heart of society. Built by the hands of many, each rong embodied collective labor. Its tall roof designed to withstand storms and to be seen from far across the plains. Inside, it became the stage for rituals, councils, and festivals, where elders spoke, youth learned, and traditions passed in living voice. The structure itself was a monument of cooperation, a declaration that survival was found not in isolation, but in unity. The conflict within the Bach Na story comes from the demands of highland life. Crops could falter, forests could withhold their bounty, and villages could face both natural and human threats. In these moments, the communal house stood as resilience itself, a space where decisions were made, where prayers rose to the spirits, and where songs and dances defied hardship. The steep roof, thrusting skyward, became a bridge between earth and heavens, its very shape an offering to the unseen powers that watched over the village. The climax arrives during festivals, when the rong bursts into life. Music rises from bamboo instruments, drums thunder like the heartbeat of the mountains, and dancers whirl in circles beneath the towering roof. Firelight flickers against the thatch, and the entire village gathers in celebration of harvests, marriages, and ancestral memory. In these moments, the rong is no longer just a building, but the embodiment of Bach Na culture, a living soul made of wood, music, and breath. Even today, across the highlands, the Bach Na continue to build these monumental houses, their tall roofs still piercing the sky. They remain more than shelter. They are living testaments of a people bound together by spirit and tradition. Among the forests and mountains, the rong rises as a symbol that endures, declaring that community itself is the greatest strength of the Bach Na. Along the windswept coasts and dry plains of central Vietnam, where rivers cut through sandy earth and ancient towers rise in red brick against the sky, live the Cham, a people whose story carries the echoes of kingdoms long vanished yet never forgotten. Their tale begins with empire, when temples crowned the land and Hindu gods were honored in rituals of fire, water, and dance. Though centuries have passed, the Cham remain as keepers of this legacy, their traditions still glowing like embers of an ancient flame, preserved in fabric, movement, and memory. Once rulers of a maritime kingdom, the Cham drew their strength from both land and sea. Traders, sailors, and builders, they raised sanctuaries of brick that still stand, weathered yet unyielding, their spires reaching toward the heavens. Within these sacred spaces, ceremonies honored Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu, weaving together faith and power. Dancers moved with grace to embody divine stories, their hands and feet shaping narratives of creation and devotion. Weavers transformed cotton and silk into garments rich with color, patterns flowing like the rhythms of the sea, carrying both beauty and meaning in every thread. Conflict came with the fall of their kingdom, when new powers swept across the land and the Cham were pushed from their centers of glory into scattered communities. Yet even in loss, they did not vanish. Their traditions endured, carried in song, in ritual, and in craft. Their dances remained a sacred act. Their looms continued to sing with the sound of thread pulled taut, weaving not only fabric, but survival itself. Through their art, the Cham resisted silence, ensuring that identity could outlast empire. The climax of their story unfolds in vibrant festivals, when red brick towers once more glow with life. Drums roll like distant thunder. Dancers step into circles of rhythm, and offerings of water and flame call to the gods of old. Women in flowing garments move with delicate precision, their hands tracing symbols of eternity, while weavers display cloth alive with patterns as old as the temples themselves. In these moments, the Cham are not remnants of the past, but a living culture, breathing continuity into the present. Today, the Cham remain in their villages along the central plains, their dances still graceful, their weaving still intricate, their rituals still rooted in ancient belief. Among the ruins of their once great kingdom, their culture endures as proof that memory can be stronger than time, and that even when empires fall, tradition can stand tall like red towers against the sky.